Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to listen to, in just a moment, about a three-minute, maybe two-and-a-half-minute clip from Wolf and Blitzer in CNN, posted April 24th, 2012. This is Pastor Sean Harris coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Welcome to another News and Focus program on Wednesday, April 25th, 2012. We're at the Situation Room. Wolf is talking to Joel Osteen, and we're going to talk about Obama's Christianity, Romney's Christianity. So take a listen. Let's get ready.
A member of your congregation comes to you and says, Joel, I really want to vote for Romney, but I'm concerned because he's a Mormon. I'm not sure he's a Christian. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, my personal view is, Wolf, is that when I hear Mitt Romney say that he believes that Jesus is the Son of God, that he's the Christ raised from the dead, that he's his Savior, that's good enough for me. And I would encourage him in the same way. Is, you know what, we don't all have the same views. And I realize Mormonism is not traditional Christianity, but I'm probably a little broader and more open in the fact that when somebody loves Jesus and believes they're the Son of God, that's good for me.
Another congregant comes to you, hypothetically, it may have happened, and says, you know, I really want to re-elect President Obama, but I've heard he's a Muslim. And in fact, in that Pew survey that came out not that long ago, 18% of folks say he's really a Muslim. What do you say to that congregant?
Well, I would tell them that I've been with the president at the Easter breakfasts, not 5 feet away from him, heard him talk about his faith, talk about redemption, talk about salvation, and, you know, I just believe in all my heart that he's a Christian. He says he is. Again, I wouldn't try to push people away. I mean, if, you know, that's just the opposite of what we're supposed to do. And so I would encourage him in that. I know there's a lot of media that says that maybe he's not a lot of talk and things, but I don't believe that. Of course, my personality, I give people the benefit of the doubt. You don't have to prove to me that you are. Just if you say you are, and from the sincerity of your heart, then I believe you are.
And if he's not a Christian, let's say someone is a Muslim, someone's a Hindu, someone's Jewish, do you have a problem with someone who is not a Christian being president of the United States?
I wouldn't have a problem with it because I love all people. I think in the United States, it would be a long time before we would elect somebody, you know, maybe a Muslim or a Hindu or something, just because I think still 90% of us are Christians. But, I've spent a lot of time in India with my father. The Hindus are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And so, again, I'm not trying to, you know, push people down and see them as second class because they're not of my faith. I think when we're electing the president, we're looking at their values, their leadership ability, and their faith is a big part as well.
All right, so what should we make of that? Osteen has declared that 90% of Americans are Christian. 90%. 9 out of 10 Americans are Christian. Maybe he didn't mean that they were born again. I mean, isn't that just ridiculous to think such a thing? I mean, please, look at the nation. Look at the nation. Look at the values of the nation. Look at the direction the nation's going. Look how the nation acts. Look how the nation thinks. Look at what the nation watches. Look at the music that the nation listens to. And to suggest for just a moment that 90% is Christian? Maybe the pastor of the world's largest church or the United States' largest church, maybe he hasn't done an exegesis of Matthew 7. Maybe he has never read where Jesus told us to beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves. Maybe the very words of our Lord which said, you shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil tree fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not good fruit is hewn down, cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Maybe Osteen doesn't remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, which tells us that if even an angel comes to us with another gospel, we are to recognize that as a perversion of the one true and authentic gospel. So when Joseph Smith said an angel came to him and brought a new message, a new gospel, the Orthodox Church immediately recognized this new thing as cultic, heresy. It's not the difference between traditional Christianity and modern Christianity. That's not what we're dealing with. Osteen said traditional Christianity. Even today, there's another News and Focus article about President presumptive nominee Romney adding an openly gay advisor to his team. What is that all about? Why would you do such a thing? How are you trying to court the religious right, the evangelical community, and at the same time you're adding an openly gay man to your team? Is this political expediency at its very best? Do all that you can to reach out to as many different groups in as many different ways as possible. To suggest for even a moment that Romney doesn't understand what true doctrine is in the Mormon Church is ridiculous. This is a man who was a lay elder, a significant leader in the Mormon Church. You do not rise to those positions of prominence in the Mormon Church without a understanding of Mormon doctrine. And we know that Mormon doctrine does not hold Jesus to be God incarnate. It's very unfortunate that we have a man like Osteen who's risen to such prominence who refuses to use this opportunity he has to speak to millions of people and to declare the truth with regard to the current president whom we must pray for. Is there any fruit in his life that would give us any indication that he understands the Word of God and its application into life in America? From a father perspective, from a husband perspective, everything seems to look good, but we're not examining that. He is the President of the United States, and the mere ability to be able to articulate the story of redemption does not mean that he, in fact, is born again. It does not mean that. The fact that you can articulate the gospel with words does not mean that you are born again. Jesus continues in this very same dialogue, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." We have created a new brand of Christianity. And this new brand of Christianity is, as long as I can sincerely articulate faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, sincerely articulate it, that's exactly what Osteen said, just say it with sincerity. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, "But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." So how in the world is it the will of the Father to legitimize and normalize the abhorrent behavior of homosexuality? How is that the will of the Father? How is it the will of the Father to abort unborn babies? How is it the will of the Father to continue to deliver babies into the nation out of wedlock and without fathers? How is that the will of the... And where do we see the current president leading us to correct any of these problems? Where is it the will of the Father to continue to allow people to collect a paycheck without working? How is that the will of the Father? Many in that day will say unto me, "Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not spoken words in thy name? Have we not understood words from the New Testament and used them? Spoke for you. And clearly we have seen where the president has secured words that Jesus said and to use it to his advantage. But where's the fruit? Where is the genuine fruit that clearly shows his loyalty is to Christ and Christ alone above everything else? Where do we see him treasuring Christ above all things? This isn't in either of the two candidates, both of them. We don't see this. This is problematic. We as true, authentic, born again, biblically committed Christians are left with quite the dilemma. Quite the dilemma. And Olstein is not helping anything with his rhetoric that Romney's a Christian, Obama's a Christian, and 90% of Americans are Christians. If that was the case, America would be a different nation. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.